You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
On June 29th, Vancouver City Council decided, in an in-camera meeting, to rescind the appointments of all five members of the Board of Variance. The Board is a quasi-judicial body that hears from residents and developers who disagree with zoning and permitting decisions made by the city. The Board has been in BC Supreme Court for the past 2 days, arguing that the firings are not legal. Quincy Kirshner is one of the fired members of the Board, and she joins me by phone this morning from her home. Good morning, Quincy.
Good morning.
Could you tell me, first of all, a little bit about the kind of work that the Board does?
Sure. We hear all sorts of appeals, and they range from the minor or seemingly minor, so issues involving people's decks, side doors, front and rear yard setbacks, those sorts of things. And I say seemingly minor because those are, you know, they seem small to an outsider, but when it's your home that you're dealing with, it's a really major issue. So we hear those all the way up to, big skyscraper or, the marina development that's been in the news recently. So the more major developments that involve a lot more money.
And there's a difference, I guess, between the decks and between the major developments in the way in which those are brought to the Board of Variance. Could you explain that difference?
Well, yeah, and I should qualify that by saying that sometimes we do hear third party appeals on the smaller things as well. But generally when we hear a third party appeal, it relates to or often it relates to a larger development. So a third-party appeal is one that a party other than the permit holder has brought before the board. So, for example, during the recent marina development third-party appeal, some neighbors came together to the Board of Variance to appeal the permit that was going to be issued to that marina development. So generally when we hear the small issues, the decks and the side doors and stuff, it's the homeowners that come to us directly. But in the case of the larger things, often it's a third party that brings it, and then the permit holder is forced to come before the board as well.
And are those third party appeals always contentious?
No. It ranges. Nobody is ever thrilled to have a third party appeal brought against their development because it takes time and it causes some delays, and they do risk, obviously, losing their permit. But no, generally, for the most part, they're handled. Everyone behaves very well. For the most part, they're I'd say they're contentious, but not super, super contentious.
Let's look at why you were fired now. What is the city saying about why they decided to cancel your appointments, rescind your appointments?
Well, that's a tough one because it's sort of shifting. In the beginning, we were told through the media only, since we've had no contact with any city councilor, we were told that it was simply because of budget overruns relating to our legal fees. That story has variations on that theme have been played in the media. Councillor Ladner has said at one point, if we were making more responsible decisions, then we wouldn't have had those legal fees incurred because action wouldn't have been brought against us. He's later said that it had nothing to do with decisions that we've made. So, in court, it has been alleged, and it's in the paper today, that there was a question of a dysfunctional relationship between the Board of Variance members and the City Planning Department, which is certainly news to us. So it's really hard to say. I mean, Councillor Ladner has said it's not politics, so we can, I suppose, cross that off the list, but at this point, it's really anyone's guess.
What are the legal fees that were mentioned by the city at one point that this was the issue? What do those relate to?
They relate to a couple of different developments that have, after third party appeals, developers I should say, after third party appeals have taken the Board of Variance to court, and the Board of Variance, our chair has responded as we're obligated to do. By going to court and defending Board of Variance decisions. And that's a really important point, because if the Board of Variance chose not to do that, essentially it makes itself sort of moot, because then any time that somebody can afford to take the Board of Variants to court, they can overturn a decision if the Board of Variants isn't there to defend that decision. So they are really important. It is a really important thing to do, to go to court and defend these when actions brought against decisions that the board has made. So that's one way that we've spent legal fees. And then the other way is through getting legal opinions. So, for example, recently the city made a comment that indicated to us that they didn't believe we had jurisdiction in a certain area. We went to our lawyer and got a legal opinion on that, and then took the narrowest view of what our jurisdiction was and went forward with that. And that was a responsible thing to do because it meant that it very severely limited the opportunity to take the Board of Variants to court based on that decision. So those are the two ways that we spend legal fees. And again, it's important to note a couple of things. The first one being that Board of Variants members don't have any control over that aspect of the board. That's entirely within the purview of the chair. So he has all the signing authority. He makes all of those decisions. So four out of the five members really have no control over that. The second thing that's really important to note here, and this is the one that we've all kind of found mind-boggling, is that the legal fees from 2005, as cited by Councillor Ladner, have nothing to do with three of the five board members that have just been fired. So those legal fees mostly went towards defending a Board of Variants decision relating to a development downtown of a high-rise. And three of the five current former board members, weren't on the board when that decision was made by that Board of Variants. So that was a decision that was taken to court. That was actually in the Court of Appeals when I was appointed to the board. So to relate that to our firing again, and, you know, Mr. Tony Tang, who's the most recent appointee to the board, he was only appointed 2 months ago. So those are the legal fees that we're talking about. They relate hardly at all to decisions that most of us have made.
Now, the most recent decision was in one of the third-party appeals was about a Salisbury Drive lot in East Vancouver that neighbors want to have turned into a park. When was that decision made?
Oh, gosh. It would have been late summer, early fall of last year.
Okay.
So I don't remember the exact date, but it was quite shortly after I was appointed to the board, so probably September.
Okay, so you can't relate the firings directly to that decision then?
No, I mean, I can't relate the firing story directly to anything. It's kind of a mystery.
There's a developer called Raj Nija who's gone on record as saying that your board is a rogue board. What is his complaint against you?
And that's a really good question. Raj Nija has been in front of the board three times, and he's won two out of those three times. So he's had three third-party appeals brought against developments that he has put into or been applying to put into a couple of different neighborhoods, and he's won two of his three appeals. So he's on record as saying that this cost him $80,000 in architect's fees and years of work down the drain. Raj Nijjar was forced essentially to slightly minimize some square footage. Nothing changed in terms of his building, his framing, and his roof lines, any of that stuff. So as far as I'm concerned, that's politics.
What do you think is behind the firings?
You know, again, I really hesitate to say because I certainly don't want to call any of the counselors, any of the people who've spoken about this, liars. So, you know, Councillor Ladner, again, has said it's not politics. I don't want to say that it is because he said that it absolutely is not. He said that the first day after we were fired. He said that it doesn't have anything to do with the decisions that we've made, so I'm not going to pin it on that. I don't know, honestly. I do know that the Urban Development Institute had been lobbying for some change to the Board of Variants. I don't know what went on behind the scenes there. It is quite mysterious.
Now, you were in BC Supreme Court yesterday and the day before. When can you get arguing that the firing was not legal? When can you expect to get a decision from the court?
The judge in that case has reserved decision until the 25th. So I believe in the afternoon of the 25th, we will be having an audio conference with him, and he will render his decision at that time.
And do you have an idea of what's going to happen in the meantime before you get that decision?
No. I mean, at this point, we just wait. The Board of Variance essentially is sort of suspended. I don't know what the city will do in terms of going ahead and going through the selection process to appoint more people in the event that we are not reappointed, whether they're going to hold off on that. It's important to note that the bylaw that governs the Board of Variance does state that it is required that the board meet every 2 weeks. So the next meeting, we've already missed one. There was a July 12th meeting that was canceled because of this. So the next one is the 26th. So, and I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if there's any hope that meeting will happen. I don't know what they're planning.
Okay, well, we'll have to keep an eye on it and see what happens when the judge makes his decision on that. We'll see what the city has to say later. Thank you very much, Quincy, for talking to us this morning.
No problem at all.
I've been speaking with Quincy Kirshner. She's one of the fired members of Vancouver's Board of Variance.